you don't mind parking further away, your knees have a different opinion. Time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA approved, covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000.
What's going on with your money? Let's find out. Paul Nolte is senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvest. And the oil prices go up, then they go down. And right now they're down a little bit in response to some optimism from the Middle East. Paul, does this roller coaster ride affect all of the stocks?
Not really, but it does have an impact on the market. I mean, if you're looking at this very cynically, you notice that over the weekends, this is probably the third or fourth time that we've seen some type of an agreement or ceasefire that happens maybe late Friday or Saturday, and you get the futures rally, market rallies on Monday. Everything kind of blows up later in the week, and then the markets are down and oil is up. But I think when you take a look at energy as a whole, it's what feeds into the CPI, PPI numbers. Doesn't really have an impact on the financial markets too terribly much. I think they're kind of looking through it. The markets are really driven right now by AI and tech earnings. We got Tesla and Google last week. We'll get Meta, Microsoft, and Amazon tomorrow.
The decline in the tech sector and AI, you've been talking about that, and many people who advise investors have been speculating, warning for weeks, haven't you?
No, you know, we've been on the sidelines of that for the last 6 months or so, as valuations for a lot of those companies just got out of reach. And we noticed that with Google, with their earnings that were released last week, that their spending is now above what they're generating in free cash flow, which means that in order to continue spending at the clip that they're doing, they're either going to have to issue more stock or more debt. And we've seen that now from a variety of companies. Oracle, et cetera, have all issued debt in an effort to raise more money, to spend more money. The part of the equation that's missing is profits. Where are they? And so far, we really haven't seen that yet. And I think that's what investors are starting to be concerned about.
What's been the reaction to the jobless numbers? Jobless claims came in at a 40-year low.
Yeah, the no hire, no fire regime that we're in right now. I mean, certainly, you know, we've talked about it for a long time about AI maybe taking over businesses and a lot of layoffs as a result of it, but it's not showing up yet in the numbers. So I think that the labor market is pretty stable here. We saw with the monthly jobless numbers and wage growth especially now running slightly ahead of the headline inflation numbers. So that's a good thing for the consumer. And we've seen the consumer be pretty resilient here. So with good jobs data means, generally speaking, a pretty good economy.
Yeah, the restaurants are seeing, if not a lot of growth, certainly not a decline lately. Eating and drinking places seeing numbers month over month for most of this year being okay, right?
Yeah, they are, you know, and certainly I tried to do my best to do some on the ground analysis yeah. and visiting as many as I can to yeah. get a good idea of what's going on.
I bet you did.
But it's true when you look at it from a very broad sense. Yeah, there is some trading down. Maybe you're not going to the higher end restaurant. You're moving down to maybe a little bit more fast casual, or maybe not picking the most expensive thing on the menu. But the fact of the matter is the spending continues at a pretty good pace. And we're seeing it, too, from the retailers. The retailers have generally been saying that, you know, the traffic has been pretty good. Yes, there's some trading down. But, again, spending is at a pretty good clip.
The Fed meeting is Wednesday. And are you in the camp betting that they're going to stand pat?
My Kelsey account has been closed. Formally, we've been in the camp for a while that the Fed is going to stand pat. The betting right now is about a third that they're going to raise rates tomorrow. But this Fed is going to be very different. So we're trying, a lot of people are trying to apply past Fed governors and how they've acted and reacted to this one. And I think that's a big mistake. So we're going to have to kind of wait and see, because Kevin Warsh is playing things very close to the vest. We don't hear a lot of commentary from the Fed about guidance. So a lot of investors are left to their own devices. But I think right now inflation, a lot of the inflation numbers are centered around oil. When you remove oil from the equation, inflation is still higher than they would like it to be, but it's not as egregious as some of the headline numbers. So we're in the camp that they will stand pat, and I think that will be the case. And we'll get a little bit more information in the press conference that follows.
What are you expecting to hear this week from Microsoft, Meta, Apple, and Amazon?
We're going to spend like crazy. I think that spending is still going to be up. We got that from Google. I think the others follow suit. Spending on data centers, spending on chips. So I think that will continue at a pretty good pace. It's going to be the rate of change, if you will. How much more or how much less are they spending than prior quarters, and any indication that they're going to slow that spending. So those are the comments that we're going to be looking for, not so much the spend number, but what are their intentions going forward? Are they going to be increasing, decreasing some of that spending, and hopefully take a look and get a little idea on profits from any of that spend?
And this up and down with the oil prices, there's kind of a lag, so it doesn't really affect the price at the gas pump, at least not immediately, right?
No, it doesn't. You know, the refineries are really the choke point in that whole process, and refineries have been running kind of full out at this point, and their inventory levels are generally fairly low. So that's part of the reason why I think you see gas prices go up quickly and come down slowly. It's really more on the refinery side than it is anything else. It's not a one-to-one, and it's not nearly as quick as what you see in the futures market getting translated to the pump price.
Paul Nolte, veteran in the investment field, Murphy and Sylvest. I'll let you go back to your restaurant and bar research, Paul.
Thank you. I've got three on the list this afternoon.
Talk to you. Get your report next week. Thank you.